You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, how's your Italian geography?
Looks like a boot, doesn't it?
Oh, the Italy, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, I thought your geography knowledge looked like a boot.
No.
I'm like, how does that work?
No, it looks like a boot. I know where Roma is.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's shaped like a heeled boot.
Mm-hmm. You know where Rome is, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
However,
the good old papacy.
Not going to help us at all in the slightest with this story, because I want to talk about a different part of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the islands off it called, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Sardinia?
Oh, yeah.
I probably said it wrong, but it's one of the islands that's just off Italy.
Yeah.
And a French tourist was on holiday there kind of over the weekend.
Oh, this is good. French tourists on an Italian island.
They were just enjoying themselves in the sun, which Italy has to offer.
Mm.
When it was time to go home, they thought, oh, you know what, this beautiful white sand that I've been lying on all week or whatever it was, I want to take some with me. I'm sure no one will have an issue with this.
Now, see, I'm so intrigued by this because I have a mate who, her and her mum put a whole bunch of sand from, I think they went through the Sahara.
Okay.
They put it in their bags and took it home with them.
Like, Sahara, they've got sand, it's fine.
they've got a lot of sand there.
I've never
been
there, I've seen pictures. Sand very much in abundance.
They're not running out.
No one's wandering around the Sahara going, I just wish we had more sand.
Yeah, so you reckon they've got some to spare. So a couple of Aussie tourists is not a big deal?
I'm not an expert on geography, all that sort of stuff.
Sand,
but yeah, I mean,
sand removal.
If you take a couple of handfuls of sand, it can't hurt. However, luckily, they didn't take it from a beach in this Italian island.
Right.
Because this French tourist who did has been fined the equivalent of $1,600.
Hot damn.
For stealing more than just a couple of handfuls of sand. 2 kilograms of sand it was.
Okay.
According to reports, the island sand is considered to be, quote, extremely precious and protected.
Right.
And under a law that came in 2017, it is illegal to steal the island's sand and pebbles. It's usually punishable with a fine of anywhere up to about $5,000 Aussie.
Right.
However, it can also lead to time in prison for stealing sand. That is how seriously they take this. And if you don't think it's a joke, a couple of years ago, a couple were arrested and had to spend some time behind bars for trying to steal 40 kilograms of sand from this island.
But that's what I'm wondering. Like, what is it with people and, like, taking the sand? Like, it's just sand.
Yeah.
You don't need it, do you? Like, if you can get some at Bunnings or, like, your Mitre 10 or whatever if you need a bit of
sand.
Or
just go down to your local beach or lake.
Yeah, it's so, like,
where there's a lot.
Yeah. Why is it just because it's, like, you know, same thing? Like, is it slightly sexier because it's international? Like, it's European?
I would say so. I mean, I don't consider sand sexy by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, it's just really
But, you know, Italian sand would be far sexier than our Australian sand.
Yeah, the Aussie sand, like, has a real kind of, like, potty mouth, doesn't stop swearing.
Yeah.
Like,
Aussie sand is so bogan. And that is the first time anyone's ever referred to Aussie sand as bogan.
That's right. There's a lot of sand. They go to jail in Australia. That's where our sand is.
Simo and Jordan.
And I now bow to the expert when it comes to gifting.
Okay.
Because you are, I think you might be the best gifter in this building.
Okay. I shall pop it on top of my LinkedIn page.
Because you are quite good at it, wouldn't you say?
Well, why do you reckon I'm the best at giving gifts, best at thinking of gifts for other people?
Yeah, I just think that because Christmas you were pretty all about it. Then on Father's Day you, like, tick that off the box pretty well the morning of.
Well, actually, there is a story about my Father's Day present, which we'll get to next.
Oh, okay.
But Simo, yeah, the only time I've given gifts to someone in the office was Secret Santa that we did last year.
Yeah, okay, don't tell them, but what did you do?
Know who it is.
Okay, right.
They knew. So it was M's, the stationery queen, someone that works in our office, who I drew out to.
Did you get her a pen?
No. I know for a fact that she hates the Aussie singer John Williamson.
Okay, right.
So I got her a framed picture of John Williamson.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's very on brand for you.
What, just to say, if I hate this, I'm going to get you that exact thing.
Framed.
Yes.
Was the frame quite nice, though?
I don't know, it was cheap.
The reason I ask is because I reckon this is ballpark for what you would do. There's a guy over the weekend who was asked by his wife to do to kind of spruce up the garden and maybe get something special for the garden in order to make it kind of pop.
Is it a framed picture of John Williamson?
It's not a frame.
Honey, look what I've done to the garden.
And look what I've got on the wall.
It's look, right. I've done some flowers. There's some nice roses. That's John Williamson.
So what he has done, I've got her comments here regarding what she wanted was him to clean up the patio and maybe get a garden gnome. Right?
At least could they call it John Williamson?
So what this guy went out and did, his name is Adrian. Adrian went out and purchased a quite heavy...
Is that what it is? What's on your screen there?
Yeah, so
it had to be winched in on a crane.
It had to be craned in to the front
yard.
That
is not just any old garden gnome.
It's about a 4-meter replica of a rampaging T-Rex that weighed about 140 kilos. so good.
So his wife is unhappy with this, one would assume.
I don't know if she's found out about it yet. If she's had a look out the front.
Well, considering it's on international news stories.
I think she might have noticed.
God, she's getting there shocked just browsing through the paper. She's going, oh, look, some idiot husband bought a 4-meter tall replica of a T-Rex that weighs over 100 kilograms. Oh, that's weird. He's got the same name as my husband. Hang on, that's my house.
Looks out the front window. What? So it weighs, over 130 kilos. It's made of resin, stone resin and fiberglass. Cost him about $2,500 to get made.
Wow.
To
get made.
That's right, yeah.
So this wasn't... He's had to order ahead of time for this.
He's custom made it.
Because the wife presumably said, I'll just go get a gnome and, you can just go to some hardware shop or something and find one.
He's like, I've actually been planning to spruce up the front yard for a while. got a couple of ideas.
6 months ago, I ordered that replica T-Rex. Just coincidence that timing's worked out.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it was Father's Day yesterday.
Yes. Special day.
Did you manage to find time to give your father a bit of a phone call?
Yeah, I gave him a buzz yesterday afternoon, which was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Mum was there too, so I don't think I've seen him in 12 months.
Yeah, well, you and I...
Things are going good.
So I gave my dad a bit of a call. Actually, he called me about 3 times yesterday. It got a bit annoying towards the end. But yeah, I did get him a present. My brother did as well.
Yeah.
Of online gift vouchers for various places.
Right.
Because we'd left it till the last minute and we couldn't post anything.
Does he have a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, no, he knows how they all work.
All right, he knows how it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my brother got him an online gift voucher. They're brilliant because they just go straight through to his email straight away. So if you have left it to the last minute, sorted.
Job done.
So my brother got him a $100 gift voucher to one of his favourites, like pubs and bistros.
Hunge.
Yeah.
$100.
My brother went the Hunge, so I had to go the Hunge as well.
Oh, did you? Yeah, right, so you did talk about the price. He didn't kind of like...
No.
Lowball you in a message and then just like highballed when it came to...
No.
I mean, do you know for a fact that he didn't do 200? Have you spoken to your dad since they've come through?
I don't actually.
I would be...
Knowing my brother, he might say 100 and I've actually got him a $25 voucher just to make me do the 100.
And your dad's like, oh, geez, I love Jordan.
but my brother got him an online gift voucher for one of his favourite. It's like a pub/bistro in South Australia where my dad lives.
Okay.
And then I got him a voucher for... My dad's been getting quite into swimming recently. It's kind of his phase.
Breaststroke, backstroke, freestyle.
I don't think he does any of them. I just think he tries not to drown.
Side stroke, doggy paddle then.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, fair, cool.
So I got him a voucher for like a swimming sport, like a swimming shop. So you can go in and purchase goggles and...
A cap.
Yeah, cap and...
Flippers.
All of that stuff that you need for swimming.
Boardies, nose plugs, ear plugs.
Yeah.
What else for swimming? Sunscreen.
Is an indoor swimming pool, so probably less important there.
A towel.
Yeah.
I think that's all you need, really.
But, you know, he can go in and purchase all of that sort of stuff.
Mm.
When he called me yesterday,
right?
The voucher from my brother had got through to his email, so he had seen that. Brilliant. He hadn't got around to seeing the voucher that I had sent him yet.
Spam folder?
So we're having a... probably.
All of Jordan's going into spam.
So we're having a phone conversation, and my dad says, oh, by the way, thanks for that voucher you got me. Now, I'm thinking he's talking about the swimming voucher that I got him.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen that yet. He's talking about the voucher to this pub/bistro that my brother got him. Imagine this conversation from my perspective, because it was really weird.
Mm.
He goes, thanks for getting me that voucher. I go, oh, no problem. He's like, yeah, no, they do really great, like, craft beer there. I'm like...
craft beer at the swimming pool.
I'm thinking, what's a swim? I got you a swimming voucher. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking, I got you a swimming voucher. He goes, yeah, no, but it's really great. Although I went there like a couple of weeks ago and I saw someone get kicked out for being drunk. I'm like, what swimming shop is this?
They drunk the pool.
Then he's like, oh, they do the roast leg of lamb. I had that a couple of weeks ago. It was brilliant.
Then you got to go, like, you're not supposed to eat 2 hours before you swim, so there's no way you're talking about the same thing.
I know, he had a bit of a, really? I thought it was a swimming place. And he's like, no, it's not a swimming place. What are you talking about, Jordan, you idiot?
So has he played himself? Because I don't know what your brother's name is. So is it like Jordan and Jason? Like, did he get his addresses mixed up?
No.
Or what's, okay.
Brother's name's Ryan.
Okay. No, it's not really similar.
I don't know. Well, they both end in N. They both end in AN, actually. Maybe you just saw the last bit.
Simo and Jordan.
Have you ever left anything behind on public transport?
I'm sure I must have. I think everyone has.
What kind of... It's like... things that you can live without. You've never done your like wallet, passport overseas. Okay, good.
No, I haven't lost that.
Very well done.
Thankfully,
no, myself either. But I reckon I've done. Didn't do laptops, but I did have to track one bus down once. It's the worst.
Oh, why? What did you leave on it?
I can't really recall. I think it might have been a phone. I reckon.
Okay.
And actually, no. Once I did leave my phone on a bus, and then I ran. Probably it would have been like 300 meters. So I had to overtake the bus and get to the next stop.
Oh, so you raced the bus to the next stop.
The bus was like, boom, turned into Usain Bolt and just took off down the street.
I do love when someone's maybe running for the bus, either they want to catch it or like you, they've left something on it.
Mm.
Other passengers just kind of look outside at you running and kind of go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my phone and just are completely oblivious to the fact. You could be like sprinting, yelling, wait, stop. And like other passengers on the bus will go, oh, look at that.
When I used to wait for the bus to go to school, right, there was this woman who every morning would race the bus as part of her workout routine. So she never needed to catch the bus either.
Okay.
I'd be like sitting at the bus stop like, do-do-do-do-do, little Simo, just kind of like, oh, it's cold. And then some person would just like absolutely burst on the scene from around the corner in full like athleisure wear, just going like Bolt Mach 2.9 and just absolutely going for it. And then, the bus must be coming.
Mm.
And that's how I would know that I needed to stand up and hail the bus.
And the next level of that workout regime is if she starts picking up the kids and like giving them a piggyback and actually like carrying about 50 kids somehow and just racing the bus, and then all of a sudden the school bus gets there. It puts the school bus out of business.
It's not the hero we need. It's the hero we deserve.
I don't know. I think I'd probably prefer a school bus, not going to lie.
And she would also wave. So, like, the bus, we'd all hop on the bus, and then she'd kind of, like, give a friendly wave, just be like, oh, you know, beat you again today.
Oh, so it was like a ha-ha-ha, look at me kind of wave.
Yeah, really odd.
Okay.
Anyway, something odd's been left on a train over in Germany this week.
Mm-hmm.
German police are a little bit stumped. The bomb squad was called.
Right.
Because it was a styrofoam container. And what they have discovered... inside, they obviously, you know, they took all their bomb disposal gear, so maybe a spanner,
I hope they have more advanced.
A couple of pliers, maybe a whatever you prune the hedge with out the front.
I hope the German bomb squad are better than having a spanner and a couple of, you know. I would have assumed they'd have a robot or something like that.
They found a box of hamster DNA. Like vials of hamster material.
Like hamster saliva and hair fur? Is
various
that
DNA of all different bits and bobs.
Right.
Yeah. So while coronavirus is raging on, German evil scientists are still busy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's reassuring.
Isn't it good that there's some
I know.
There's some constants in
they
life.
They haven't been affected by coronavirus.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And now, what are we doing?
Simo, it's time for this.
It is time for How Good Is That?
How good is that?
It could be real decent.
Could also be terrible. Yeah, Simo, we've got an item here. We don't know what it is. We have to try and work out whether it's good or bad. And hopefully we're in agreeance, but sometimes we're not.
It is risky behaviour for you every Monday. Mm. It just kind of like sets the tone for the week.
Yeah.
Are we going to agree throughout the week or are we going to disagree? It all kind of hinges on this.
Yeah. And often we kind of get quite passionate about if there is a disagreement. If you say yes and I say no, for example. Normally we do get a bit passionate. It can lead to an argument.
Why is that?
This is like our audition to become a talkback radio.
Here we go.
Flip flops. 3, 2, 1, go.
No.
No.
Yeah, see, I'd always called them thongs as well.
That's what I was going to bring up, the fact that they're always called thongs.
Ah, we're the same.
So flip flops, they're the ones that I assume they're, thongs will go on your feet in summer, right?
That's right. They're like sandals.
Mm.
But they break social distancing laws even more by sliding in between your toes.
Yeah.
They like to get real up and close.
I just want to be clear. If it had said thongs there, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It said flip-flops, so I said no.
So do you wear them in summer?
In summer, yeah. Actually, you know what I hate about it? The very first time in summer when you break out the thongs.
Right.
Because I'm going to call them thongs because that's what they're called.
Okay.
When you break out the thongs, at the end of the day, there's always in between your big toe and like the next toe.
Oh, it's horrid, isn't it?
On it. It like you need to like do it a couple of times to build up that strength in the webbing between your big toe and the next toe along.
In the toe region.
Yeah, and just like you take them off after the first day and it's like it's peeled away skin.
Yuck.
And then you can't wait. You have to wait for it to heal for about a week or so. Then you're fine.
Calloused, yeah.
But it's just like that first week. It's just, my toes, why have you lost weakness over the winter? I used to be able to wear these all the time in summer and be fine. Now all of a sudden over the winter you've just got really weak and now I have to build up that strength between my toes again.
It burns, doesn't it?
It really does.
So you need, hopefully, because when I never realized that was actually just a universal thing that occurred from. So when I very first had myself a pair of red thongs, mind you.
What age?
Oh, I would have been 8 or 9, maybe.
It's a proud day when a mother and father hand down their first pair of thongs
to their son.
To little Simo.
And I was just like, why do people wear these? They hurt so much.
Mm.
So I don't wear them at all, really. At all.
No.
I have worn them, like, in really horrid temperatures. We're talking, like, if you go visit Darwin or those kind of places, sure, do it there to be part of the culture. Soak in the culture. It's not about the food there. It's about the footwear.
Everyone knows Darwin culture. It's not about crocodiles or anything. It's about footwear.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.